Let's go to that benefit package, Dave, in Psalms 103. 103 verses 1 through 5. And let's look at that benefit package right quick. Let's talk a little bit about this. Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name and never forget the good things He does for me. Now, that's something we forget. And I think sometimes He takes a while to heal us after we've been there two or three times to make us remember that I'm the one that's doing this for you. But praise the Lord. See, that's something we don't do enough, do we? We really don't do that enough. Praise the Lord. I have just got a habit. I say that all the time. I mean, every time somebody walks, anybody, anywhere, as I say, they say, I'm so-and-so. I say, good, praise the Lord, nice to meet you. Praise God. You know, and some people say, what's wrong with that guy? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with this guy. He's eat up with Jesus. That's what's wrong with this guy. He loves the King, and he loves to see Jesus do wonderful things for people. And I know that if I don't do what he says, he ain't going to do it for me. So I praise the Lord. I tell myself, and I never forget the good things he does for me. Lord, help me to remember all these miracles. And why do you think I tell so many of these miracles over and over and over on the tapes? Because when you're going through and listening to a tape and all of a sudden you hear a miracle that happened, you think, whoa, wow, that's awesome. Is that right? It touches your heart. And you think, wow, this guy's seen a miracle. And by the time you get through the tape, you might see 10 or 15 or 20. And you think, wow. And of course, that testimony that Bill Gothard, when we went down there to Big Sandy, all he wanted me to talk about was the miracles and the scriptures I used to get them done. So for an hour and a half, we done that. And that CD is called God's Power. And if you have not listened to God's Power, it's a CD over there on the rack. You need to get you one. It's an hour and a half long, and you'll find out what got me thrown out of Bill Gothard's conferences. I mean, that got me thrown out. I mean, I did exactly what Bill Gothard asked me to do. Now, I will have to say that Bill Gothard told me, of course, he loves God with all his heart, and he believes in these wonderful things. And I was with him several months, three or four months, and Bill told me whenever his board kicked me out and said I couldn't speak at no more of his conferences, he told me, he said, Thurman, I love you. He said, I've learned more about faith with you in the last 3 months than I have the last 50 years. But he said, it's awesome what God has revealed to you. I said, yes, I'm so grateful. Well, when we went to South Carolina this last year, the pastor's wife and two beautiful young daughters picked us up at the airport. And again, we were flying our own airplane, and they wanted to take us to dinner that night before the service started. The pastor was busy. He couldn't come, but the pastor's wife and these two beautiful young daughters, and we got there at the restaurant. One of those beautiful young daughters sat right across the table from me, and Cheryl was sitting to my left. We were talking, and in a little while, her mother, which was sitting beside her, and the other daughter was sitting on the other side of her, she said, honey, are you going to tell Pastor Thurman about your miracle? I said, you got a miracle? She said, yes, I did. I said, yes, I want to hear it. I said, I can't eat no more till I hear your miracle. What'd God do for you? She said, well, I worked for Bill Gothard. And she says, I had this problem with my back. And I was getting more and more stooped all the time. And I was in more and more pain all the time. And the doctor said that by the time I was probably 40 or 50, I would be in a wheelchair and bound to a wheelchair. So she said, I'm in my office one night, and Dr. Bill Gothard and one of his other people, they were over there. They were working. We had something we had to get out, and he wanted us to stay until we got it done. He said, finally, about midnight, I was exhausted. And I told Brother Gothard, I said, Brother Gothard, I just can't stay no longer. I'm so exhausted, I have to go home. And so she said, I got up and I started out of my office and said, Brother Bill saw me all stooped over and said, he come out and what was her name, honey, you remember? Brittany. I believe it was Brittany. He said, Brittany, you turn around and you go back in that office and you go through your life and you cleanse your heart. You make sure you've got every sin confessed in your life. And you make sure you're going to believe God, because I'm going to go down here and I'm going to get one or two other men. We're going to come back and we're going to anoint you with oil. And I'm going to guarantee you the King of the universe is going to heal you tonight. She said he learned that from you. That guarantee. See, I was one of the first crazy nuts that stepped out on guarantee. She said, I went back in my office and repented of everything I could think of. I cleansed my heart. And she said, Brother Bill came in with his anointing oil and a couple of men. They anointed me with oil and prayed the prayer of faith for me. And Brother Bill said, now you go home and go to bed. And it doesn't make it here what kind of problems, pains, or suffering, anything else you go through, you continue to worship and praise the King and thank Him for your complete healing. And I guarantee He's going to heal you. She said, I didn't sleep hardly any the rest of that night till daylight. I was in pain, in agony, suffering. And finally, about daylight, I fell off to sleep and I slept 4 or 5 hours good and perfect. And then I woke up and said, Mr. Scrivener, when I got up, I was totally, completely healed. She stood up and she was a beautiful young woman, just as straight back as you or me, God. And she said, I am completely healed and haven't had a pain since. She said, by the way, Brother Gothard said to tell you when I saw you to tell you that he loves you. I said, praise God. I mean, is that what we're supposed to do with each other? Yeah. Are we supposed to love each other? Even my brothers in Christ down there that throwed me out of the Bill Gothard conferences, they just don't know. I still love those boys, you know, because they're Christians. They just have not had these experiences and they don't know. And I feel for those men that were there that threw me out of the Bill Gothard conference. I really feel for those men, because if those men believed like I did, look what we could do in the name of Jesus. Wow. But you know, I've come to realize you don't have to be a PhD in a seminary to see God do miracles. I never went to seminary. You know, I just read the book. You know, and God answers my prayer. So if He'll do that for me, who will He do it for? Anybody that believes Him, that'll do what He said. Yes, He will. And then he says, then after he says, she said, praise the Lord, I tell myself I never forget the good things He does for me. Verse 3 and 4. He forgives all of my sins. Is that a good benefit? I don't know about you, but I know an old boy, if I hadn't had somebody to forgive my sins back yonder, I might have got killed, huh? He forgives all of my sins. But look at the other one. And He heals all of my diseases. Isn't that something that He wrote all these things so wonderful and so clear in His Word? And then the average person, you say, let me pray for you for healing. Now, you got to believe. Well, yeah, I know that God can. Maybe He will and maybe He won't, you know. So, but we'll just have to see. I got an appointment with the doctor Thursday. And, you know, when I go, if the doctor tells me I'm well, I'll know that God healed me. That is so sad. My heart breaks for people like that. He forgives all my sins and He heals all of my diseases. Verse 4. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things and my youth is renewed like the eagles. Lord, thank You for Psalms 106, verse 5. I am younger today than I was yesterday. My skin is smoother today than it was yesterday. My vision is clearer today than it was yesterday. I can hear better today than I could yesterday because You renew my youth like the eagles. There's one last verse I got to go to. Proverbs 4:10. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. Look, listen to that. My child, in other words, listen to the Word of God and then do as I say and you will have a long, good life. Now, I know that most of y'all probably don't want a long, good life. You'd like a short, terrible one, wouldn't you? No, that's not right. I'll take the long, good one, won't you? I love a long, good life. Now, verse 20 through 27 and we'll quit. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Have you ever said a dad? Ever heard a dad say that to his son? Yeah. Now, son, let me give you some instructions. I've lived a little longer than you have. Let me tell you some things. And the boy sat there and said, yeah, sure, I know. Dad don't know nothing. If we would only listen to him, right? Oh, my goodness. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. Well, let's see what happens when you do that. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Life and radiant health. Not just mediocre health. But life and radiant health. You know what I see? I see many a man that spends the first 25 years of his life going to school and studying, getting an education, maybe 30 years, and then he goes into business and he spends the next 20 or 25 years working night and day to make his millions. You ever seen men do that? Sure. And then he takes the next 10, spending everything he made to keep himself alive. And it ain't good. Crippled, knees wear out, body wears out, you know, either that, maybe they're overweight, all kinds of things. But you did not have a good life. And the millions you made, you wasted it all. And when you died, your children didn't have nothing left. Or you could be lucky like the one guy I know down here in Dallas that he was worth about $2 million, I guess, when he died. And he left that business. He didn't have a will or anything. It's crazy. He didn't have a trust or nothing. And he left, I think he had three sons, and he left a $2 million business to his sons. And just about the time he died, everything went kafunk, and his business went down to where it was only worth about maybe a million, three quarters of a million or a million instead of 2 million like it had been. And they tried to sell it, and they couldn't sell it. Well, the IRS came in and said that you have a total of 9 months to sell the business. If you don't sell it, we confiscate it. And so they couldn't sell it. So the IRS confiscated his business, and they sold it, and it brought $500,000. But they said that they owed them like $1.5 million or $1.3 million, whatever it was. So they took all three of the sons' homes to pay for the remainder of the debt of their dad. So instead of a man worth $2 million leaving his sons what they thought was going to be an empire, it turned out they lost that whole thing to the government and all three of their homes to the government. They were all homeless. It's a very good time to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Lord, He has a wonderful benefit package for us. And in Psalms 91, He promises if we're making Him, the Most High God, our dwelling place, and we're walking with Him, He said, no plague shall come near our house. You know, no sickness and disease shall come to us. We shall only see these things with our eyes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Sight Restored, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.